Enacting the fairness doctrine. That is what Janine would like to do with her husband, Tim, in an all-new couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And since Janine was the one to reach out, she gets to go first in today's couples therapy. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, guys.
So, hi. What's going on that you decided to bring your husband and you on our show?
Well, I wanted to be on your show because I have this problem with my husband, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about it.
Okay.
So, here's what's going on. I'm a little mad because he planned this trip this year to go up to Lake Tahoe for this big golfing tournament that's going on there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he's going with all of his buddies. It's been a few months, and like he's going to be up there, and they're going to a golfing tournament, and they're going golfing, and it's like 10 days with his best friends, and
10 days.
I think that I should be able to go because I love golf.
Oh, nice.
And I love that tournament. I love everything about it. Like, there's lots of celebrities, a lot of obviously awesome golfers up there. And I just want to go. Like, it's been on my bucket list forever. And I just feel like he won't let me go because I'm not one of the guys. And it's like a guy's trip or whatever. But I really think I should be able to go because I love golf. And I'm dying to go to this tournament.
And you want us to talk your husband into allowing you to go to this
Nick,
tournament.
Nick, you said it's a big... Do you know what she's talking about? I don't know. Golf.
Oh, enough. Yeah, for sure. This tournament... Actually, this tournament's on one of my... It's one of my bucket list ones.
It's
this
on
one, the
TV
Waste Management
every
tour.
Year, yeah.
Yeah,
so the, like, it's the Waste Management? I thought it was
no,
in Arizona.
It's, no, that it's and this one.
Oh, okay.
Waste
on bucket list. Okay. Yeah.
But the tournament itself, like... Justin Timberlake and Patrick Mahomes and
I think Larry the Cable Guy and Justin Timberlake did a basketball shot off the side of one of the golf holes last year.
I've never heard of this.
It's awesome. It's a pro am and it's cool as heck.
Whoa, that's cool.
So it's a really fun deal and it'll be on TV and like it's always on and stuff. So
okay,
and Lake Tahoe. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding.
Sorry, I was caught up in that trying to figure out that and the problem is that.
He's
it's
got
a guy's
this book. There's
a
guy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's him and his friends, and she wants to go. Well, let's bring him in.
Yeah, let's bring Tim in. Tim, why would you want to beat up on this hornet's nest that is your wife and not let her come
don't
with you?
Don't call her a hornet's nest.
Well, no, but I mean, like, you,
wow.
A hornet's
wow.
nest.
Coming from a guy that's divorced, that's why he instantly goes.
To not
that.
Include your wife in He's this like, trip. It sounds like it's a big deal for her, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Good morning, Tim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so, babe, you're not going. It's my best friends. This is a trip we've wanted to go on, and I know that you want to go. We can go another year, because I'm not going to bring you as the only woman with all my best friends. It's a guy's trip. It's in the title, guy's trip, and you're a girl, okay? You know, I'm not interested in having you there.
It's not guy/girl trip.
He's making points here. I get it.
Well, it would be guys, / one girl. So that so no. There's,
yeah.
That's all there is to it. I know that you're going to be mad, but I would never invite myself on one of your trips. You need to chill out with this.
Oh, wow.
You don't want to just rename it like guys' trip plus a wife?
No. This is a, I mean, it's a bucket list thing for her, and I'm sorry that... None of your girlfriends want to go there. I'm sorry your friends suck, but you should talk them.
It's guy's like trip plus guy. Tim's wife.
I like this guy so much.
You should talk sorry to them about suck. Going on a girl's trip.
Okay, so then I have a question. Janine and Tim. I mean, was there ever any inkling or any like assumption that she would be going along that this wasn't just a guy's trip? Like, was
it was firmly gonna be a guy's trip? There was no wiggle room, Tim?
Yeah, I planned this with my guys.
Okay.
She after it was all set, then she decided she wanted to go on it. She's the only one in her group that likes golf, but it's not happening. I'm going with my friends and that's it.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what our listeners say about
I'm
this.
I'm very curious. What
I mean, yeah, it sounds like she'd like to go. Maybe schedule a different
trip. So this
trip.
Is like her only chance? Is this her only chance to go if she goes with these guys?
It's every
like,
year.
Well,
it's every year.
Price-wise, can you do it every year? That's the question.
Well, that's something we'll have to talk about, yeah. But
yeah.
Does it matter? I'm not going to bring her to save money on the guys' trip.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We will take this to our listeners and let them decide your fate. So we'll do it like this.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy. Whose side are you on?
Are you Team Janine? She should be allowed to go either way. Or Team Tim? It's strictly guys only. Maybe next year.
You can let us know on the phone lines 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. Decide their fate in Couples Therapy. Couples Therapy Wednesday. And the debates, it's Janine v. Tim in the boys golfing trip.
Boys.
And what side are you on? You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter, KX969.
Yeah, Team Janine, she should be allowed to tag along, or Team Tim, keep it guys only as originally planned.
What are we seeing so far in socials, Coriel?
A lot of Team Tim, honestly, and it all goes back to the fact that it was originally planned as such, and Janine is now saying that she would like to go, although it is bucket list, and it sounds like she wants to make this a thing at some point in time. I think it's just the fact that the plans were already made.
Okay. Hi, Kix, what side are you on?
I'm on Tim's side,
okay.
But he doesn't have to be such a jerk about it.
Okay.
Like, it is a guy's trip, but, you know, he's being kind of, like, mean about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. He's being firm with his...
Yeah, saying her friends suck.
We have no idea what their other conversations have been like about this stuff.
Yeah.
This is true.
So you can let us know what side you're on.
On Twitter, KZKX969, Cody says, Team Janine... Tim is hiding the truth. She's so good at golf that she's going to show him up. Dude, it's on her bucket list. Clear a seat in the car.
Okay. Oh, you can let us know what side you're on. Facebook and Twitter, KX969. You can also call in 466-9696. You're choosing their fate in Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and the issue at hand, if you're just joining us, is Janine calling out her husband, Tim. Tim has set up a guy's trip this year to go to Lake Tahoe for the big... Pro-Am up there with a bunch of celebrities and golfers, and they're going to be gone for like 10 days to watch that tournament, play some golf, have a great time. Janine is also an avid golfer, loves the game. This is on her bucket list to go, and she thinks she should be included with the boys. Tim is absolutely opposed to that. Says this, it's a guy's trip, not a guy's plus Janine trip. And we asked you, are you Team Janine or Team Tim?
Yeah, Team Janine, she should be allowed to tag along or invited to come along. Team Tim, guys only as originally planned.
What do you say? Hi, Kix.
You better sneak in that bag.
Why is that?
Just sneak in there, because there's no way in hell that she's going to be able to go next year. He's just saying that now, and then next year comes, and then she's not able to go.
Oh, no. She's like, I'm on to you.
Oh, man.
And she'll hold it over his head until they're like on their deathbed, was what she said.
Brian on Facebook, KX969, says she can go. Just got to find her own ride, own place to stay, own friends. Team Tim, all caps.
I have a text that came in and says, yeah. This is 100% on the husband's side. No rational person can side with her. She should plan to do a trip next year for the two of them with maybe another couple. That way they both like it and can go. But, you know, you can't side with her.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I'm on his side, but with this caveat.
Okay.
She gets to, I mean, she has to have it in writing or whatever that he's going to take it next year.
Like a contract?
Yeah. You know,
so we got to twist his arm to go back to the Tahoe tournament, the Pro-Am. Oh, boy.
Exactly.
That'll be tough.
No getting out of it.
I'm on side Janine.
Okay, why is that?
I think happy wife, happy life. and I think it was rude for him to plan a vacation that he knew was on her bucket list.
Okay. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
100% Team Tim.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, if this was me and my husband, if he tried to come with me on a girls' trip, I would lose my shit. Like, you gotta, like, she's gotta think, like, beyond just this. It's not about this trip. She goes on this, she's totally hosing herself over. Like, that's not good. That's not good. But I do agree with him. She should probably find better friends or different friends. Not better. Different friends if she likes to do cool stuff like this. And none of her girlfriends are in on it. So
there you go. Hey, that's
awesome. Thank you.
Good advice. Thank you.
Laramie on Facebook, KX969. Sorry, Janine. I don't want anybody's husband going on my girls' trip, and I'm sure his friends probably feel the same way. Plan a girls' trip or plan this trip with him another time.
Okay. What is the consensus? Does it look like team it's Tim. Mostly Team Tim?
Yeah, Team Tim. Yeah. There's one from Carissa. I am on her team. She doesn't need him to tell her if she can go. Just because she goes doesn't mean they have to spend the trip together. I don't know who she'd
hang
out
with other
than herself.
Just go
on her own. But,
yeah, just go do your thing.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, let's bring
maybe she wants to be by herself.
Janine and Tim back into this. Janine, after hearing our listeners, what are you thinking?
I mean, I appreciate all of the support, and I do understand, the different angles of everything. But I think that I would like to go with the listener that said that I need in writing that you will take me.
There we go.
I knew that was going to come back up. Yeah.
Yes, I think that is the answer to our problem.
Tim, would you be willing to put down in writing that you and Janine get to go another time?
That's fine, I guess.
Oh, I guess I'll return.
Oh, twist my arm to not get in trouble with my wife. Oh, that's fine.
We would have a good time, but not with my friends.
Okay, so a separate trip is in store for
okay, well, just know you go have a good time, Tim, and then when you get back, you know, she's going to want to hear all the details. She's going to want to know who was there, if you had a good time, and as long as it was a really good time, she's going to want to go on that trip.
So should I say I had a bad time?
You're going to have to plan it.
You should say it was terrible. I don't want to. It was the worst trip ever. No, this is a
worst idea ever.
This is like a verbal agreement on the radio, too. The fact that you have said, yes, honey, we will go another time. So you can't back out of this.
This is legal.
Yeah,
legally binding. Yeah, unofficially.
We are legal therapists.
Unofficially. Legally binding.
All right. Janine, I this does sound like a good time, so I definitely am rooting for you to get to go next time.
Honestly, half the time, I think when I hear details on like my boyfriend's guy's trips, or even just like growing up and being a friend of a guy's group, there are good times, yes. Yeah. But I promise you, our girls' trips, or at least the ones I've been on, maybe it's just my friends, I don't know. I think we have 1,000 times more fun. And my boyfriend has actually told me he's seen the snap stories. He hears
he's
the stories,
jealous.
Whatever. My friend's husband, they all say, gosh, I wish our friends were like that. We trip sometimes, but it's not as fun. So, Janine, honestly, you might be better off just planning a girls' trip and excluding Tim
and
next time.
You know, if you don't have, like the one caller said, you don't have friends that are cool enough to go on a trip like this, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of our listeners that will be reaching out
I'll
to
I'll go with
be
you.
Your friend.
I don't golf, but I'll drive the cart.
Amazing. Let's go.
All right. Well, Janine, thanks for reaching out. Tim, thanks for being on the show. Have fun at the trip, man.
Thanks, man. I will.
But not too much fun.
No.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Gets me in like good spirits. I need it.
Kix 96.9.